Is this Joey?
It is. Hey, buddy. John Holt is the 5, 6, and 9 p.m. news anchor at Fox 4 in Kansas City. He's like our Frank Somerville or Dan Ashley, and you are a lifelong Kansas City Chiefs fan. Is that right?
Man, I grew up in Central Kansas, a Chiefs fan.
I thought it would be really cool to get some perspective on what's, you know, happening there. How excited is the city? Are the buildings being illuminated in Chiefs colors yet?
Oh, my gosh. For the last few weeks, every iconic building in town is bathed in red and gold. Downtown, some of the museums, our iconic Union Station.
What about the most iconic symbol of the Kansas City Chiefs, Coach Andy Reid's mustache? Has that been dyed red yet?
Listen, I think he will do anything. Of course, it used to be Philly's green. We had to wash that dye out when he came here 5-6 years ago. But I think Andy Reid would probably do just about anything. The problem is you have to get him to come out of his bunker, where he's no doubt right now designing up plays to completely befuddle the Niners' defense. He and Mahomes are probably hunkered down. So if we can get him out of there, we might be able to help him.
That's the thing I heard. I heard that this is the week where the teams can actually get some practice in, and then next week is really a lot of, you know, media obligations and, you know, talking to folks like you and I.
You know, the Chiefs are treating it like a regular week here. They take the Monday they're back in. Tuesday they pretty much take off. I don't think the coaches do, but the players do. And then they're back at practice now the rest of the week, and then they head to Miami on Sunday. Both teams do, I believe. So once they get to Miami, obviously everything becomes a lot different. There are a lot of distractions. Monday night's the big media night and all. So I think Coach Reid and the folks at One Arrowhead Drive are trying to just remind these players, you know, what it's all about. A few players have been there before, but most have not. So just, you know, focus. Let's focus on the game plan. Let's focus on the opponent. Let's focus on taking care of ourselves. And, yeah, let's have a good time while we're down there. But we have unfinished business to take care of in this town after the overtime loss last year to the Patriots. They were just inches away.
Right, inches away from the Super Bowl. John, are fans in Kansas City getting a little ahead of themselves? Because the other day, one of the main news stories was that fans here were confused about where the parade is going to be. Is it going to be in Santa Clara, where the 49ers play, practice, and have their headquarters? Or is it going to be in San Francisco? Because after all, they're the San Francisco 49ers. But they're already thinking it's a foregone conclusion. What do you have to tell those folks?
Parade in San Francisco? No. There's no. Don't even plan it. The parade will happen here. They've already got the route planned out. In fact, I think they had the route planned out last year when, you know, home game against the Patriots. We're going to the Super Bowl, and of course we know the rest is history. So they just busted off the plans, and we're getting ready for a parade here.
Full disclosure, I'm not a 49er fan, but I do think that this team is going to win, and I really do like this group of guys. I think they're a fun group of guys. Would you be open to taking part in maybe a friendly wager?
Boy, I guess I better put my barbecue where my mouth is, right? If I'm so confident in that, yeah.
Yeah, I emailed you about this yesterday. When the Niners win, I'm going to need you to send me some of that out-of-this-world Kansas City barbecue rubbed with spices, slow-smoked over all those woods, and served with a thick tomato-based barbecue sauce. Mmm.
You know, I could. It does ship. We can probably make that happen. You can't ship Cabernets, though, can you, from wine country? Well, maybe you can. I don't know. What are you sending?
If the Chiefs win, I'd be willing to. You could take your pick. You want Cabernet from Napa, or do you want some Dungeness crab? I'm happy to do whichever you'd like, or even both.
Well, you know what? We'll give that some thought. But yeah, we'll just have a little friendly wager here, and hopefully whatever you're sending is coming my way. But I'm a realist. You know, the great thing about this game is all of the national guys and gals that I've been, you know, kind of following on talk radio and on the networks, they love this matchup. It's going to be a great game. They think it'll go down to the final possession, and that's what the Super Bowl is all about. I hope it's a great game. I hope my team wins, but, you know, at the same time, I hope it's a good game.
I think, yeah, we're all hoping for that. Well, John Holt, appreciate you very much. The main news guy over at Fox 4 in Kansas City, thanks for your time. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.